Phantom. Phantom questions.
Sometimes we can hear that guru helps shishya to enter to the lila. And what does it mean, and when it will happen?
The question is that it's the guru helps the disciple enter the lila. When does that happen? Everything is by introduction. No one goes directly to God. There's a via medium everywhere. A connecting person. The mantras are written in books. We can get all the Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri, all mantras and Guru and Krishna, we can get from the books and read them. And we can read Dasikali Lila, and we can say, I'm so-and-so Manjri. We can meditate, and we go in Lila. Never go in Lila. Because there's no diksha, there's no introduction, there's no acceptance. So you have to be accepted. From day one, you have to be accepted by Krishna's representative, Sri Guru. In other words, we're in the material world, and we want to enter into sadhana bhakti. We have to be accepted. By surrendering, you're accepted by a representative of the spiritual realm. Representative is Sri Guru. He gives you diksha. So now, to go from the material world to the path of bhakti, you need guru. You need acceptance and introduction. Now, as you practice bhakti under the guidance of guru and shiksha and diksha gurus, then you come to the level of prema. When you have prema bhakti, then you will be accepted into the lila and introduced by your guru. So without guru, without introduction, you can't enter the lila. So the guru is to go to Krishna, to begin bhakti, the path, to enter the path of bhakti which leads to Krishna, or to actually leave this material world and enter into Krishna's lilas, or even you require the guru. He has to accept you and train you. Training you in devotion here in this world as a sadhaka. Training you in the different types of seva to Radharani and Krishna. And developing and teaching about the different bhavas and premas and types of rasas that are required to please Radha and Krishna in their lilas and your siddhadeya in the spiritual world. All that is done by guru and other sakis and Rupa Manjri and Rati Manjri and Lita Vishaka. More training, more acceptance, and more introduction. So everywhere, guru is absolutely essential. There's two paths, there's two ways to go to the spiritual realm. One is called Avaroha Pant, and the other is called Aroha Pant. Aroha means ascending, climbing up the ladder. The ladder may be 5 miles high, but if I'm strong and agile, I can just keep climbing up the ladder 5 miles into the sky on the strength of my own power and the strength of my own determination and balance and agility. And then there's another path called Avaroha. Avaroha means descend, comes down. It means that someone is standing at the top of the ladder, 5,000 feet above the ground, and he reaches down his hand and he says, come, and he pulls us instantly to the top. So that one, the path of yoga and jnana, and this is the path of my strength, my power, my determination, my austerity, and I realize Brahman. The path of bhakti is one of descending grace. Descending grace, divine grace, the descent of mercy. Golokera prema dan, hari nam sankirtan. That great treasure of prema, the Goloka prema, it comes down into this world. It was brought down by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's brought into the life of each devotee by the mercy of the Guru and Krishna. So there, at every step, we have to be introduced, we have to be accepted, we have to be qualified. So there's always a Guru Sakhi, there's always a Guru, there's always a teacher, there's always someone above our heads. Because we're dependent. Ultimately, Krishna's above our heads. We serve our Guru Sakhi. Guru Sakhi serves his Guru Sakhi. And he serves Yukteswari. Yukteswari serves Radha, and Radha serves Krishna. Everything ultimately goes through the hand of Radharani to Krishna. And Radharani, if Radharani accepts us and introduces us, we may directly serve Krishna at some point in some particular seva. We see in one song by Narottam Das Thakur in Prarthana, I can't remember exactly detail, but the principle is this. He said, when will my guru, Lokanath Goswami, in his Mandri form, Sakhi Mandri form, when will he introduce me to Rupa Mandri? When will he take me to meet Rupa Mandri? And that same idea is echoed in the bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Siddhi Lalasa. And he's saying, oh, when will my... I've attained prema and I've been born in Boma Vrindavan and I'm in a gopi, form of a gopi. And when will my Guru Sakhi come? When will Vilas Mandri come along the footpath and take me to meet Rupa Mandri and Alita? When will I be introduced? And when will... And then I'm introduced to Rupa and Lalita because he's Nityananda Parivar. And then they train me. Then finally they introduce me to the Leela. Then that lucky day where I get introduced to Radha and Krishna and to all the Sakhis and Mandris, I get accepted. I will be introduced to them through my Guru Varg and through my Guru Sakhi and through Rupa Mandri, etc. And then those Sakhis, they will accept me as one of their own. It says Nija, Sakhi Nija something in Bengali. Then they will accept me. So introduction and acceptance are always required at every step of the way. From the beginning of bhakti, we have to be introduced and accepted. And enter the lila. There's no question of entering any lila unless we have a siddhadeya which is full of prema. Then even if we have a siddhadeya full of prema, we don't just run into the lila. Here I am, Radharani, I came to serve you. Here's my mala. We have to be introduced by our higher guardians. By our higher guardians and well-wishers, they have to accept us in their service and introduce us. At all times in bhakti, all the way to prema, all the way to entering the lila, and all the way to rendering one's eternal service to Radha and Krishna, there's always some hierarchy. There's always the mood of submission to my senior and cooperation and dependence on their mercy and their, when, for example, in the Sankalpa Kalpadruma, Vishnu Chakravarti is praying in his Mandri Srup. He said, I'm pulling on the fan and I'm standing outside the Kunja Griha, the Nikunj, and fanning Radha and Krishna who are perspiring, and they have, it's early in the morning before sunrise, and I'm rendering the service of fanning their perspiring bodies in the Kunja during their amorous dalliance. And then Rupa Mandri will come up and say, oh Sakhi, oh Mandri, you leave that service, now go pick some flowers because we need to make some garlands. Some Mogra garlands and some Jui garlands, because soon Radha and Krishna will finish their enjoyment and then they'll have to leave the kunja, so they'll require fresh garlands. So Vishnu says, when I get that command, when I get that request from Rupa Mandri, I will immediately drop that service and go render the service and consider that service my life and soul. So we're always subordinate to someone above us. We're always being accepted and introduced and serving in anugatya. And we pray like that to Tulsi every day. E neva danadara sakir anugatya karo. Sevadi karo diye koro nijadasi. So we're begging to Tulsi, please accept me. Please accept me. Seva adhikara diye. Diye, please give me. Please bestow upon me. Seva adhikara diye. Please give me the adhikara, the qualification, the talent, the ability, the bhav, the mood, the feelings, the sensitivity, the alertness. Seva adhikara diye. To do seva, to Radha Krishna Yugal seva, to Radharani seva, Radharani Charan seva. Seva adhikara diye. Koro nijadasi. And please accept me, Nijadasi. Nijadasi means, please accept me as your own dasi. Eneva danadara sakiranogatya karo. Sakiranogatya. Anogatya means, I'll be following. Saki after the line of sakis. I'll be following my guru saki, is following his guru saki, is following our Yuteshri, is following Vishak, is following Radharani and Lalita, etc. So this principle of anugatya, following and submission, acceptance and introduction, is the keynote. There's no independent action or I don't need anyone, I just enter the lila. Entering the lila, this is a great reward, but it comes by the mercy of Guru and Krishna at the time of prema bhakti. Then we may meditate and enter the lila during our Smaran as a sadhaka, or now of course we're a siddha, we have prema, so we're no longer in the category of sadhaka, we're sadhana siddha. We're sadhana siddha even in our physical body, and we're meditating on the lila, and the guru will take us there and accept us and introduce us to the eternal members of Radha and Krishna's lilas and Madhurya Ras. So this is always the principle. Guru is absolute, is the life and soul of the disciple from beginning to eternity and on forever.